It certainly is, yeah. It's the greatest number of recreational divers that we've lost in the history of the state in 1 year, and to have them to lose them in just essentially in 4 weeks is a dreadful tragedy. So on behalf of our association, we send out our deepest condolences to the families, and particularly of Stuart Jones, who just died there over the weekend. It's just appalling that we've lost five divers. I mean, there's a number of factors, I think, that people need to be aware of for our divers, which I'd really like to get out to them. Just to be careful that, as we get older, we've got to work a lot harder on your physical fitness. And the divers who have been lost, we're all aged over, I think it's all over 43 or 45 years of age, up to sort of into the 60s, mid-60s. So people at that sort of age, obviously the body is not what it was when it was in its 20s and 30s, when you might have been diving many, many years ago. So you've got to work a lot harder on your physical fitness. Also, what I would say is that the diving fitness of people, and what I mean by diving fitness is essentially the time of the water. I mean, to undertake deep dives, and particularly technical dives where you're using nitrox, you're using the different gases, your body, it needs a lot of time in the water. It's a bit like a pilot who flies his plane. You lose your pilot's license, you don't have so many minutes in the air. And really, divers who dive a lot should think that way as well. They need to put up their minutes all the time. And, to prepare well for a dive, to plan it properly. I mean, diving, is really at the end of the day about managing risk, because it is full of risks. It is a hazardous sport. It's a very rewarding one. It's great fun and all the rest. But at the same time, you do need to manage that risk. And the stress management, really in there as well, you've got to consider. So many hazards, you've got the shock, you've got the possibility of carbon monoxide poisoning, carbon dioxide poisoning, of hypothermia, of drowning yourself possibly on the surface or whatever, or below. You can get disoriented very, very easily if you're not diving fit. And this is what I'm really, the point, key point I'm trying to make, is that spend more time in the water in advance of doing these dives. You cannot beat time in the water to save lives. You're less likely to die from diving if you've spent lots of time in the water, because it becomes like almost your second home. You get used to the environment. But if you're, what worries me is these people who decide that we're going to plan this dive many weeks ahead, and really they don't put the time in the water in between that at shallower depths. And then we also have the problem with combination dives, where people will dive more than once in a day, and that is terribly, terribly dangerous. It's a very, very hazardous if you have an occupation or thing to do. I really don't want people doing combination dives, and if you do, you need to be terribly careful to work out your decompression stops, people can get confused and disoriented when they're doing them. So avoid combination dives is what we would say as well. And just, know your own physiological limits. You've got all those things to think about oxygen exposure and, narcosis, and be aware of the decompression risks. Be very, very careful, is what we're saying. We want people to enjoy diving. We've got wonderful waters around our coast. I mean, Donegal is just superb diving, really all around it. And it's sort of, a lot of people obviously go there then as a result. But conditions can turn hazardous. And a very important thing is to know when to quit. And a lot of people are not good at quitting, because maybe they've given up the weekend to go and dive on this wreck or whatever it is. And so when they get there, they're afraid to sort of turn around to their friends or their colleagues and say, listen, guys, I'm not feeling well today. Maybe you might have a flu bug, or you might be seasick, for instance, before you go. Whatever it is, never be afraid to quit. You can always come back and dive that wreck again. But sometimes people take that risk, and that's when things can go wrong. So I just really try and get that word out to people.